Joining me today is Andrew Streff, and he is coming to us from South Dakota State University, where he is majoring in agricultural business and minoring in marketing. And he's a former chapter vice president at McCook Central High School in Salem, South Dakota, and also a nominee for the National Star in Ag Placement this year. Andrew, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You bet. It's my pleasure to speak with you. And well, hey, congratulations to you on being nominated as a National Star. That's fantastic. How was that when you heard the news? Was it surprising? Did you kind of think it was coming? What was it like?
I really didn't know what to expect with it. Part of me said that I was going to get it. Another part said, you know, there's good competition out there. So
yeah.
I really had no idea what to expect. And I really just very excited with when I heard it initially, because this was a goal that I set for myself my freshman year of high school to make it to this level, to be a finalist for this award. So that brought so many things together, countless hours of work and preparation. It just all came together at that moment when I heard it. So a very surreal moment that I'm going to remember forever, that's for sure.
That is great. So you actually set your sights on being a National Star finalist your freshman year of high school.
Yep, freshman year. So that'd be 7 years ago, I believe, already.
That is awesome. So what inspired you? I mean, it's one thing to join the FFA. It's another thing to, say, become an officer, maybe a state officer or a regional officer. But to go, I want to be up on that stage. I want to be a National Star finalist. How did you even know about that award when you were a freshman? And what inspired you to go after it?
So I looked into just what all FFA offers for a student, and I grew up on the family farm and I was always interested in crop production. So I looked into, like, well, where can this take me in the FFA, or what can the FFA do for me since I joined it? And I did some reading about this award and it sounded pretty cool. And I figured might as well set our sights high and just see what we can do.
That is fantastic. Well, and so let me ask you, and you can be modest if you want, but did you set your goal as being a finalist, or did you set your goal as winning it?
I set my goal as winning it, so we'll see where we get that far.
All right. Well, so you joined the FFA your freshman year. So why did you join? We know about what you read after you joined and what inspired you, but what even got you into the organization?
Well, for one, FFA is very big in my high school. There's about 110 students in the high school, and probably 100 of them are in FFA.
Okay.
So for one, it's just something that you kind of do at my school. And two, I never excelled in sports or anything along those lines. And I felt that FFA would be something that I could really make it my own and really help me build a distance and find some success. And I just really took it and ran with it. I really enjoyed FFA from day one.
Good for you. Well, and then obviously you joined the officer team. You became your chapter's vice president at one point. Why was it important to you to become a leader within the organization itself?
So there were, well, for one, I had been a part of it for 2 years when I first ran for a position. And I ran because the organization had already done so much for me. And I had ideas on how we could improve it and really help it impact even more people. So I just wanted to be a part of that process. So got on the officer team for my junior and senior year and helped push for a few different things. And, well, the goal was to leave the chapter a better place. I'm not sure if I did, but I sure tried.
Well, you sound like a goal-oriented person, so I'm sure that you did accomplish those things along the way. Well, I want to hear all about your supervised agricultural experience. What have you been doing?
Sure. So for my ag placement SAE, it of course was majority working on our family farm with our corn and soybeans and doing essentially every task on the farm that I'm able to whenever school allows me. And then it was after my sophomore year of college, I found that there wasn't a whole lot of learning opportunities for me in my area over the summer. So I first took an internship with Winfield United, where I actually traveled to Ohio for the summer, and I served as like an ag technology specialist for farmers in the area. And with that, I ran a multiple different trials where I looked at in-season fertilizer usage and how the technology I was using reflected that.
Okay.
And then also I helped manage a couple of the answer plots in the area. So just the really big test plots that Winfield puts on. And with that, I helped present information to our growers and show them all the data that we were collecting and help point them in the right direction for making quality decisions on their farm. Along with this, I also did many customer calls where I helped service this technology that we were providing to the growers. Mm-hmm. Along with that, I also had another internship with my local cooperative a different summer. And with that, I worked as a crop scout where I scouted over 11,000 acres throughout the summer. And with that, I was looking for any different types of pests, weeds, bugs, diseases that we could monitor, and then creating reports and submitting that to agronomists and farmers so that they can make sure that they're maintaining their fields the way that they need to. And then also with that, I helped manage 16 different test plots located throughout southeastern South Dakota, just maintain the visual appearances and help plant a few of them as well.
Now, let me ask you about this. You, at the top of the show, you talked about setting that goal so early of being a National Star winner, and you chose ag placement. And then you said, I think you said after your sophomore year, you'd kind of hit a point on your family's farm where you weren't going to be as challenged anymore if you didn't go out and take some of these internships during the summer. So was it this goal of winning the National Star in ag placement? Was it this goal that drove you to go out and to expand your horizons and to learn things that you couldn't continue to learn on your farm? Because certainly you could have continued doing your same SAE right there on your own farm, but you chose to go off the farm and learn other stuff. How much, I guess, what percentage of that decision was striving for this particular award?
Actually, very little of it was just for the award. I was doing it for just my own personal growth. I knew that I could stay on the farm forever, but I wanted experience off the farm. Uh-huh. I wanted to see and do some different things while our farm was still in a place where I could go off and do that. Dad's in very good health, so me being gone for a summer here or a summer there wasn't the end of the world for our farm.
Sure.
So I just really wanted to take advantage of going out, seeing other things, and almost being on the other side of the desk, so to speak. See what it's like being on the retail side instead of being on the farmer's side.
Well, if your name is called and they rush you to the front of that stage at the national convention, what is it going to mean to you to be the National Star winner?
It will be the fulfillment of that goal that I set when I was a freshman year, and really show me that, you know, if I can set my mind to something or I can set a goal, it's definitely not going to happen overnight, but by continuously working on it, finding continual self-improvement, that is getting fulfilled. And that will mean so much, just showing that the work I have put in will be meaning something and that it's getting recognized for all that I've done within the industry.
Well, that is great. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for sharing all this with us today. I really appreciate it. And hey, best of luck to you in Indianapolis. It's going to be a blast.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.